Not Your Power Couple, Ken and Carol Cook, are not responsible for the views, actions, statements, or opinions of its guests or even our listeners. The information contained on this program or website is not medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement. We always encourage you to do your own research. Good afternoon, Collin County. This is Ken Cook, and you are listening to Not Your Power Couple. I'm here today with my wife, Carol, as usual.
Hello.
And we have our special guest, Jim Garrison. How are you doing, Mr. Garrison?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Mr. Garrison is here today to talk about his run for Collin County Commissioner's Court Precinct 3, and we're really glad to have you here today.
So I'm going to jump in. Can you give us a little background on what a county commissioner is? What the responsibilities are in the office, how often do they meet? A lot of people, they see the signs around that town, and I know they're thinking, well, what does a county commissioner do?
Exactly, and that's an excellent question, and that's the one I probably get the most out on the campaign trail. Just when you say commissioner's court or judge or something like that, everybody thinks there's a judicial entity there, and that's just not what this is. The easiest way to describe commissioner's court would be the county judge and commissioner's court is to the county what a mayor and city council is to the city. They oversee the entire Collin County, all the different offices, and a lot of the infrastructure, the budgets, the taxing entity for properties. So they cover all that. And commissioner's court is really important when you get into the rural areas and the unincorporated areas. Those areas don't have the resources that the larger cities do, so they're very dependent upon the commissioner's court to take care of business.
Okay, great. Thanks. So tell us a little bit about your history of elected and appointed service to the community. I mean, I looked, you've been in the area for 40 years, but I looked at some of the offices you've held, whether being appointed or elected to them. It was very impressive. So well,
thank you for that. No, I just love to serve. I feel it is a calling. I really do. I enjoy serving. It's almost like the Boy Scout thing. You kind of leave things a little bit better than how you found them kind of deal. So I've served on so many different boards and commissions over the years. I was elected to city council. That was over in Coppell. I've served on economic development commissions and boards. I was the liaison to North Texas Council of Governments. And what that is a 16-county collection of municipalities. And they kind of work together and kind of pool their resources. And so that was North Texas. Been on a recycling task force. I've also served on Airport Expansion Board, and that was for DFW. So I've got some of that experience. Currently I'm president of, our HOA, that's 742 homes.
Oh, that's a fun task.
It is. I've been doing that one for about 10 years and I'm been president of that board now for about the last six.
Wow.
And I just enjoy serving there. I'm on the board of governors or board of advisors for El Dorado Country Club. That's another 700 families, that you get to serve. And then I'm currently also on Building and Standards Commission in McKinney.
Wow, that's very impressive. So that being said, how do you think all that experience will, translate into, you being a successful commissioner?
Sure. As I mentioned, the Commissioner's Court has a tremendous responsibility to all the cities, all the residents, all the folks that live in Collin County. And I think all that experience that I've just listed there is gigantic. I have to say that I think that experience, no one else has it on Commissioner's Court. None of them have that municipal experience that I do. And when you're trying to work and support cities and municipalities, it's important you know how they work.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like you definitely have a handle on that being on all those on that level. Right. So
let's talk about the C word, COVID. Man, that was a complicated time. It seems like it was so long ago, but it really wasn't. And none of us really want to have to go through that again. But talk to us about how you would have handled things differently. And how would you approach that a similar situation? Should it happen in the future? But let's just hope that it does not.
Sure. And actually, it was the COVID experience that made me decide to run for commissioner's court. There were some not good votes. That's probably not very good English, but there were some votes that just weren't that well done during COVID. Certainly understand that initial impact of COVID. What are we dealing with? Kind of a thing. I get that. But as soon as you do understand what's going on and what actually the data looks like, it's time to change gears. It's time to change your vote.
Right.
And that just did not happen. In fact, some of the folks doubled down with these bad votes. And I'm talking about closing up businesses, shutting businesses down, keeping people and families from going to work. And one of the other big problems I have is those votes were made by folks that didn't miss a paycheck through that whole process. And not too long after that, even voted a 15% increase in their pay over the next 5 years. I've got a problem with that. I've got a problem with any voted elected entity that gets to vote to increase their pay. That is the optics of that just fundamentally is not right. And I can tell you that I would never do that. And I would defend everybody's constitutional rights to just earn a living and support your family. And that was one of the big problems during the COVID and the response from commissioner's court in regards to how they handled it. And I'm going to go there, and that is going to be, not only will I never, ever vote for a pay increase, I have been incredibly blessed. I will be the first one to admit I have been so blessed. A lot of folks don't know that commissioners make about $160,000 a year. I am going to donate and contribute to exactly one half of that to four charities and nonprofits each and every year. Those charities and nonprofits are going to be the Samaritan Inn.
Love Samaritan Inn. Yeah. They do such good work.
They do. It also the Salvation Army.
Okay. Yep.
And then also CASA, which certainly supports kids CASA in need. Yeah. And then also Hugs Cafe.
Oh, I love that.
And so, like I said, I will contribute one half of that salary to those four charitable.
Well, that's fantastic.
Can you share a little bit about Hugs Cafe? Because I know some people aren't real sure about what that nonprofit is.
What a story.
I know.
And they're getting so much traction nationwide with the work they do. But they make a policy, a habit of hiring some challenged folks, and they put them to work. They let them work. The joy on those folks' faces just by getting to do a task, to work, to feel relevant, to feel responsible.
They feel like they're a part of it. That's so great.
And so I was talking to the folks over at Hugs, and they are actually going to start, for lack of a better word, a school. And they're going to spread, and I'm going to call it a ministry, if you will, across the country eventually. They're going to teach all these folks how to train the staff, how to work with them, how to seek them out, how to identify folks that could be a part of that program.
So that is fantastic.
We're going to go off of a script just a little bit. Speaking of this, we need to get you connected with JCK Resources. It is a wonderful nonprofit started by Melinda Kaiser. And then our good friend Peggy also works with her, and they do work with adults with disabilities to get them integrated into life. And they do they do such an amazing work.
They're a great organization.
Something that offline, we'll get you connected there. That'd be great.
Interesting.
Yeah, so tell us about your strategy, how you're reaching voters, or your game plan for a successful campaign. And you know, obviously, we'll want you to share your information, how people can get involved in your campaign, too.
Sure. There is nothing new here at all. It's the same old thing. Same thing everybody's doing is you just you go out and visit with folks, attend different events, stay in front of everybody. Things like this interview here. I mean, you got to stay busy and keep active and just let everybody know. Like I said, there's nothing new here. We're not inventing anything brand new in the worlds of campaign.
Shaking the hands.
Yep. Just got to press the flesh. Get out there and get in front of people.
Exactly.
Can you tell us the best way for people to actually learn about your campaign? What's your website? Where are you going to be appearing anytime in the soon?
Sure. The best thing will probably be Facebook. That is the one that's going to have the freshest and most up-to-date.
Okay.
What we found is the website Yeah, you put it up there just to have it, but do people actually go there? No, they're more geared to a Facebook, Instagram.
I do the same
kind of a thing. So that's it.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, we're going to make sure that we put all that in our notes for the show. So when people go to like listen to this, they can see the notes about having you on the show and then how to go to your Facebook or even your website if they need to donate through your website or anything like that. Is there any other topics you want to, you know, touch on today that we didn't bring up so far?
I can't think of anything. I just think it's important that there's maybe a new voice on Commissioner's Court. And like I said, this is not a decision I made in the last couple of months. I've been working on this for 2 years, taking opinions and polls from friends to see if I had that support and what their thoughts were. So this has been 2 years in the making.
Right. So also, how long are the terms for Commissioner's Court?
Good question. It's a four-year term.
It is a four-year term. Okay. Yes. I couldn't remember if it was six or four. Yeah. So yeah, that's another thing. So yeah, so you've spent the last couple of years, you know, really putting the thought into to coming out and running for this. So,
and back to the Commissioner's Court. So a lot of folks don't know that every single county in the state of Texas is built the same. Every county's got to get a commissioner, a judge, a county judge, and then there are four commissioners in each county, and there are four precincts in every county. So Collin County is no different than every other county. So it's Texas is just built that way, and that's the way they govern.
Right. And Precinct 3, if I remember correctly, covers part of Allen and then up into McKinney as well?
It does. So if you look at it like a square box, Precinct 3 is in the upper right-hand corner of Collin County.
Okay.
It does cover a sliver of Allen, all of McKinney, a little bit of Frisco, a little bit of Plano, but certainly goes all the way up to almost Van Alstine, where the county ends up there.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, just want to thank you again, Mr. Garrison, for coming out today. And we're glad that you could come on here. And, you know, we look forward to seeing your campaign move forward. And I think Carol's got something else she wants to say.
I have to say, Jim, you have an amazing radio voice. It's been such a pleasure to have you on today. I'm like, man, he's got a great voice for this.
He does have a great voice.
Okay. Well, that's funny. This is funny. So, you've heard the Von Erich movie, The Iron Claw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I used to be a ring announcer for World Class Wrestling.
Oh, no kidding. Well, there you go. So you have used your great voice professionally.
I have. And that was back in the 80s.
So. I used to love watching that when I was a kid, watching the Von Erichs and all them. So that's so great. That was you learn a little something new every time you talk to somebody. That's great.
That was in another life, by the way.
That is fantastic. Well, again, thank you so much for coming on here and sharing about your campaign. Again, we'll be looking forward to seeing how this race, and it is on March 5th, correct?
It is correct. Early voting, I believe, starts, I want to say, February 20th, and then goes all the way up to, March 1st.
Right around the corner.
It's going to be soon.
But the primary is March 5th.
Okay. All right, great. Well, thank you very much again, and thank you for listening to Not Your Power Couple. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Thank you.
Well, goodbye.